Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number three, and wow, this is going to be a jam-packed hour. Coming up later, Windows 8 to feature image sign-on system, a face scan. I told you that was coming to buy and sell. How do I know? I've read what MIT, DARPA, and the big companies are saying a decade ago was the plan. Face scanning cameras going up everywhere. Walter Reed accidentally bans Bibles, and this illustrates... I'll talk about it later, but I see articles all the time where schools go, now, no Christmas stuff officially, but children are allowed to give cookies or Christmas cards individually. They have a right of association because the schools go, no religion in school. Do not say the name Jesus. I've seen cases where they grab Bibles out of people's bags and throw them in the trash and scream at them. It's amazing what they've done with ignorance. So I'm going to talk about that. The Ron Paul situation, obviously, so big that something that big, you know, him in the front runner now. And then I want to try to spend time on it, then time gets away from me. But I will cover it at 20 after. Peter in Washington, then Tim and others. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yes. I just have some, kind of a footnote to what you do. You can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you on your speakerphone quite well.
Good. And Oswald Spengler, in his famous book, 1918 classic, The Decline of the West, stated that Cecil Rhodes was the prototype of the last phase of Western civilization. Now, he was a determinist, and I know you're not, but you might find it interesting, so let me read a paragraph from it, okay? Rhodes is to be regarded as the first precursor of a Western type of Caesars, whose day is to come, though distant. He stands midway between Napoleon and the force men of the next centuries, just as Flaminius, who from 232 B.C. onward pressed the Romans to undertake the subjugation of Cisalpine Gaul and so initiated the policy of colonial expansion, stands between Alexander and Caesar. Strictly speaking, Flaminius was a private person, for his real power was of a kind not embodied in any constitutional office, who exercised a dominant influence in the state at a time when the state idea was giving way to the pressure of economic factors. So far as Rome is concerned, he was the architect of opposition Caesarism. With him there came an end to the idea of state service, and there began the will of power to power, which ignored traditions and reckoned only with forces. Alexander and Napoleon were romantics, though they stood on the threshold of civilization and its cold, clear air, the one fancied himself an Achilles and the other Red Berta. Caesar, on the contrary, was a pure man, a fact gifted with immense understanding. Now, the next paragraph, I don't know if you've got time, is on Rhodes.
Go ahead.
But even for Rhodes, political success meant territorial and financial success, and only that. Of this Romanness within him, he was fully aware. But Western civilization has not yet taken shape in such strength and purity as this. It was only before his match that he could fall into a sort of poetic trance.
Well, that's very interesting, and that's a classic. I've actually never read that book that you mentioned, but I probably should. But undoubtedly, that's what this is about. And you can't have an empire and not become a police state yourself. The empire brings the tools of tyranny to other nations, subjugation, domination, and invariably brings them back home, brings the troops back to Rome.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%, and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's the deal. Newt Gingrich is plunging. Ron Paul has surged into first place. Gingrich into third. He's desperately flailing, trying to get Christian evangelicals to join the dark side. He says, hey, I'll arrest judges that make immoral rulings. I told you, you can't do that. You can move to have judges impeached by the judiciary above them or by the legislative branch, but not by the president. And you don't do it until there's been a trial. See, as soon as they get rid of this idea of, well, the military can be on the streets and, by the way, you know what follows? We're going to arrest you and have you disappear. No trial. Remember all the years I told you that was coming? And I interviewed the judge advocate generals, retired admirals, and they said, yeah, this is what they're setting up. I mean, legal scholars, Bruce Fine is one of the top advisors to Congress. The top of his class, multiple degrees, top scholar. He'll tell you, we are galloping in to martial law. Ron Paul, I mean, that's what it is. That's history. And so now Newt Gingrich, I'll cover that after the Ron Paul news after some more calls. He's saying, elect me, I'll start arresting people who are immoral. You mean that have three wives and leave wives that are, you know, think they're dying of cancer, fighting cancer, and a guy that talks about frugalness and has a $600,000 account at Tiffany's? It'd be one thing if you invented some engine and made $10 million and you were buying your wife a, you know, $600,000 account or whatever. And still, I'm not into conspicuous consumption. I think it's pretty gross at a certain level. But I'm not going to judge you. But the point is to sit there and have it from money, from lobbying and selling carbon taxes and socialist health care, you pig, you just swollen sack of evil, degeneracy and ego, you make me want to throw up. I don't want to go into my analysis again because it's long, but I've read his books. I've read the forewords he's written. I read the stuff he wrote as a college professor. And, man, let me tell you, he's in the inner club. He's a bad one. He's a bad, bad, bad person. And I told you, as long as people find out who he is, he'll be destroyed just like everybody else. The system thinks Mitt Romney is the one that's going to make it, but he's got a lot of the same dirt as Newt Gingrich. He's not demonic. I've looked at Mitt Romney, studied him, gauged him. I don't think he's an evil person. Rick Perry is completely out of his mind and used to be on a power trip. Now his balloon's been popped because he's probably being blackmailed. He's totally broken down, and now he's just a little Nelly. He's reverted to that personality he's got. I mean, have you seen him out there? It's like a... I don't know what you call it. Anyways, I'm not going to... You know, kind of that Nelliness of Don DeLuise or whatever. Who is Don DeLuise the right name of kind of the Nelly, Ninny? Is it Don DeLuise? Yeah, okay, Don, yeah. Whatever. The point is, they're all sinking. As you find out about him, it's over. As you find out about Herman Cain, gone. His lies got so ridiculous. Yes, for 13 and a half years, I paid her rent, but... Never told my wife, but nothing's going on. We were just friends. I thought we were friends. That'd be like if I got up here on air and said, hey, for this Christmas, buy the everything special for your wife and your girlfriend. Oh, I just paid her rent, honey, for 13 years, because we're friends, you know what I mean? Oh, I just talked to her in the phone bills thousands of times in the middle of the night, 4 a.m., hey, baby, I've been working all night. Yeah, I'm about 30 minutes away. It's 3 a.m. You ready for me to come on over and be your friend? Because, baby, I'm really ready to be your friend right now. And I heard neocon Christian conservative fake Christianoids on radio going, it's reasonable to help people. Heard a local talk show host, codenamed the Chipmunk. He's a nice guy, but I heard Sergeant Chipmunk on the air going, call him Sergeant Chipmunk because they've got this little piece they do where they play his voice on the next show, sped up like a chipmunk. It's really funny. He's funny when he's on air, too. He's a good guy. But the point is, he's like, because he'd already endorsed Herman Cain, he's like, well, you know, at our church, we have a lot of women coming needing help. And, maybe he probably was just helping her. Yeah. Yeah, he was helping her for 13 and a half years with her rent money. Come on. You one thing if it was your little old lady next door to you, and you and your wife are wealthy, but you live in a rural area and there's a poor old lady next door, yeah, I might buy that. Yeah, you gave her money for 13 and a half years till she went to the nursing home. I mean, I've bought individuals and groups of kids hospital beds for disabled kids. Never really told that story on air, but I have. I've given money to charities, fire departments, Salvation Army and stuff. I don't sit there and, you know, run around and talk about it. I guess I am now. But no one would buy that. Okay, I'm digressing. I said I get to the Ron Paul news and your calls. Gingrich says he would arrest radical judges who step out of line. Well, you mean out of Kim Jong-il's line? And again, these judges are out of control. They were appointed by the corrupt executive branch in many cases, and confirmed by the corrupt legislative branch. And in other cases, they were elected. And you are going to arrest them if they get out of line. How about we elect good people, and then they don't appoint bad judges? Or if judges get out of hand, the judiciary above them has them removed. We've got systems for this. Oh, but no, we'll have Newt Gingrich arrest them. And now we have the NDAA that Obama says he's going to sign. Hadn't signed it yet. where you just disappear into a black hole. See, none of this is just going to be used on Al-Qaeda, the people that NATO inserts into countries. And again, I talk to good old boys all the time. They'll be like, Alex, I like you, but I just can't believe 9/11's an inside job. And I'm like, the U.S. government agents have admitted they were ordered to let the hijackers into the country. They were protected. Some were trained at U.S. military bases. I know I've seen some of that, but I just can't believe it. Well, our government had Anwar al-Awlaki at the Pentagon meeting in secret, number three in Al-Qaeda. I mean, our government put him in charge in Libya. Alex, I just can't listen to you. I can't believe it. Okay, well, then that's why you're a slave. That's why stuff's going to get a lot worse, because there, if you'll put up with all of this, what else are you going to put up with? All right, let's go to your calls. Out of control today. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
First of all, let me wish you, your family, and all the listeners a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy Kwanzaa. Did I include everyone?
Well, you're evil, period.
Speaking of evil, I wanted to share a audio clip with you that I recorded when I called my local sheriff's department and asked him about 1867. I cleaned it up. There's no names in it, and I cut out all the dead spots. But I want you to listen to this lady when, as soon as I say 1867, you can almost hear her go, and then they pretend to, like, put me on hold. I don't know if she thought I was on hold or not.
So wait. She actually knew what the NDAA bill was?
It sounds like she goes, I've got one of them that can see.
Well, no. I'm sure she didn't know what it was, but they teach them. If they say codes and numbers, and I have the training manuals and the videos, well, you've seen them. If they talk fancy talk, it's paper terror. If Bank of America is taking their house and they come in and tell the judge, and I've seen the judges say this, bailiff, arrest that man for contempt. But sir, I own the house outright. I have the deed. They've got to show the deed. It's perjury. Arrest the paper terrorist. Bank of America gave money to my campaign. Take his property. And then, of course, the answer is, arrest him. And the answer is, well, let Newt Gingrich arrest that judge. He's not going to arrest that judge. That judge is a tyrant like him. I'm sorry. Tell me about this clip that's coming up.
That very point that you just mentioned, I think she thought I was on hold, but I wasn't, because I could hear her contact another officer who said, we need to have an NCIC on this person.
Now, listen. If you say Constitution to a lot of cops now that aren't awake, and I got video, they literally go, hoo. I mean, it's like you, like, see this dead baby, you know, or like a severed head, they're like, hoo, because they just condition them. Sure, go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
5 seconds. Here it comes. I must preface this call with telling you that this is being recorded.
Okay.
As the highest elected law enforcement officer in the county, I was wondering what Sheriff is going to do to protect us from this S-1867 bill that's going through Congress, in specific, sections 1031 and 1032.
No, of course. Then they ran off. So imagine you call up and say, hey, there's a bill to put military on the streets in America. The sheriff is elected and is supposed to uphold the Constitution. I want to know where you stand. Background check, Miller. We got one of them talking about freedom. I mean, no. And I guarantee you, they sat around and ran your house and talked about you and better have a car drive by there. He's one of them people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's funny because, like, 10 minutes after that, I heard sirens up and down the street. There was an ambulance going to one of the neighbors' houses. And one more quick thing that's sort of a Spartacus that we all can do. I am a Spartacus. I took my driver's license when I got my new one. First thing I did when I brought it home, I took it out and put it on the workbench, and I whacked it like 100 times with a ball-peen hammer. Then I put it in the microwave for 10 minutes. Then I took a sharp knife, and I scraped off the black line on the back.
I've done the same thing with my slave ID.
When I went to do a return purchase to a major retailer, very interesting. I was in the store like half an hour earlier. I paid with a credit card, and they did not even ask me for any ID. But when I wanted to do the return, they did. Well, right away, she went to swipe it in the thing. And she pointed, she showed it to me. She goes, where's all the stuff on the back? And I just played dumb. I'm like, well, what's supposed to be on the back? I didn't know there was supposed to be.
Oh, no, listen, this is all Patriot Act compliance where they all get to be little spies at rental car places, hotels, but see something, say something. Okay, I see a government shipping narcotics in, a government run by foreign banks. Oh, you're going to call the cops. Oh, you were warned if you heard that I'm the bad person. No, you've been brainwashed by the bad guys that the good guys are bad. But I went in to a rural place where you work out this weekend, a YMCA, because I don't like having to drive, because now I live outside Austin, and I never get into town to work out, so I've been working out at home, and I don't have a lot of weights there. So the point is, I went to get a membership, and I get in there, and the lady was nice at first at the YMCA. She goes, oh, hello. Yes, we suggest you wait till the 26th of December, because for 5 days until the new year, until the second or something, we waive the sign-up fee. And I said, okay, but can I pay $10 or whatever to work out now? And she said, oh, no. We have a three-day or three-workout something or other. I forget the name of it. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. She said, I need your driver's license. And she got it, and she looked at it, and she went in the bag, she came back and gave it to me, and she said, that address, that's in Austin. And I'm like 5 miles from Austin. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, you're supposed to have your new address on there. And I was just like, but don't you have anything better to do? I mean, I'm wearing a workout shirt and pants. I'm clean cut. I'm just here at a gym. I mean, it's not like Al-Qaeda's everywhere. I didn't say that. I was just like, oh. Yeah, I hadn't changed it yet, but in my mind I was saying that to her, and usually I would, but she had this satisfaction, and then I did basically, you know, just say to her that, you know, well, it doesn't even matter, and then she didn't like it, though, as I opened the door to go back outside and put my wallet in the car, because I don't want to work out with it, that two cars pull up, and nobody was hardly even there. Two cars full of Alex Jones and families get out. Oh, are you going to work out here? And I'm like, well, yeah, probably. They're like, oh, we're going to beat the New World Order. Oh, my three-year-old daughter wants to meet you. Hi, Alex. Another car pulls up with the family. Hi, we're battling the New World Order. And the woman was like, it's just insane. It's just totally insane. So it's this power trip of digging through everything. It's this power trip of watching and minding everyone. But if you ever say, hey, do you want to mind the government like the founders said? You want to watch them? Oh, my gosh, I was warned about you. You're the bad one. And that's why when a cop pulls me over, when all the major laws are ignored, the government's caught engaged in every crime you can imagine constantly, and the guy wants to give me a ticket for too dark a window tint, I'm just like, I want to search your car. You want to search mine? I want to search your car. Statistically, if you take criminology, you know statistically cops are more criminal than the average public. I want to search your car. And the guy's like, well, what, are you serious? And I'm like, no, I'm not serious. I'm sick of it. The guy's like, well, aren't you intimidated by me, basically? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm sick of it. Well, he still wanted to play the game. Well, what's in that drink? And I go, I don't know. It's a green bottle that says water on it. You ever seen a beer bottle has this shape? Well, where do you get them? You get them at the gas station. That's where you get them. You get them at the gas station. Like when I sit here and answer your questions in your mind, I'm the criminal and you're the good guy. I don't ship drugs into this country like your bosses do. I mean, this went on for like 10 minutes. Because I can't play games with these people anymore. I can't play along with it. And I didn't tell what I did to the woman because it was a little mean. But it wasn't that mean. It was very calmly said, but it was meant to make her feel bad about herself. And I don't like to put people straight that way. And I do bad things sometimes. You hear what I said to the woman at the YMCA, you think, well, that's nothing. Yeah, but it was how it was said. The way I said it was meant to make her feel small. And that's not the type of attack I like to do on people. I like to somehow try to enlighten them and wake them up. But I am an out-of-control person. You know, I tell people when they're getting off on police state stuff, I say, hey, you think this police state is going to keep you safe? It's going to destroy you and your family. And when the government takes everything you've got, just remember, you put the rope around your own neck. I mean, I didn't tell that woman that. I did tell a whole store in New Mexico that. And then there was some guy in front of them. They were harassing some construction worker who looked like he was about 50 years old. She was harassing him over a six-pack of beer. And there was a newspaper right there saying girls' night out about checkpoints. I brought it in and showed it to you. And it was how great the checkpoints are and how the girls are going to get the evil men. So I said, it's all right, buddy. It's girls' night out. And the woman behind the counter is like, you bet it's girls' night out. You'd be surprised what we women can do. Okay, that's it. You're getting a five-minute speech and a loud one. Oh, I bet you like how your culture's falling apart around here. Now, your men don't act like men. It's because you don't let them act like men. Did you know thousands of years ago in Rome, they used the women as the house slaves to keep the men down and spy on them? Do you like the psychological warfare? She starts shaking. Actually, my uncle said that, and I don't understand it. I go, good, listen to your uncle. I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. All right, I'm sorry, Tim. Anything else?
Well, just everybody. Whack it, nuke it, and scrape that black line off the back. And if they ever try to get you in trouble, hey, your name is spelled in all capital letters.
Oh, they're a bunch of scum. A bunch of boot-licking scum begging to live in North Korea. Begging to line up in formations and cry for some dead sack of pus.
Put your straw man name on the front of that in all capital letters, so there's no way they can get you in trouble.
Absolutely.
Don't take it. Wake up, America. Have a Merry Christmas and peace out, Alex. We love you.
I hear you. I'll tell you something about Arde Saveda. I've talked to people that were at the mall 2 weeks ago. It was in the paper. Infowars.com is reporting on it. Actually, look, a positive, pretty fair article. And the Statesman, I sent it to you, Jaron. You gave it to me yesterday. Maybe you can dig it out. But I saw the video, and then I ended up talking to McBreen. One of his friends actually knows the girl. And they had the Code Pink up there protesting the war or whatever in the shopping mall, and which are now the public commons. They say they're private property, but it operates as a commons. But regardless, you can still say the private property thing. So they're silently, and I've seen cases. Remember where the city attorney in some New York town, we had him on a few years ago, got arrested because he had a Peace on Earth shirt, and they thought that was an anti-war shirt. And the guy's like, no, man, it's Christmas time. Like, search that. Man arrested for Peace on Earth shirt sues. It was like Rochester or something. But the point is that, or Buffalo, I forget. It turned out being the city attorney and a constitutional lawyer. But he's wearing a Peace on Earth shirt, and they say, take it off. And he says, no. And they say, leave. And he says, and starts walking away. So the guy, like, tackled him and all that. And last time I heard, they settled with him. But in Austin, they're having this frozen silent protest where you sit there with a sign and are just frozen. There it is, man arrested for wearing Peace on Earth t-shirt. That's in the Progressive. But Stephen F. Downs, the lawyer for New York State's Commission on Judicial Conduct, so it wasn't with the city, it was the state's Commission on Judicial Conduct, was arrested on March 3rd for refusing to take off a Give Peace a Chance shirt or a Peace on Earth shirt. Okay, that's enough. So, now you can't wear what you want in America. And they're coming out with AI computer software that reads your shirt and basically tells you what you can and can't do and face scanning to buy and sell. So, they tackle this woman, and the cop clearly, and she's just a woman asking, what is this? And they say, it's a silent protest. Here's the sign. She holds it. They walk up to her and say, are you part of this? She goes, yeah. And so they start trying to arrest her. And the cop gets her on the ground, slams her on the ground, and then punches her full power in the ribs. And then you kind of see her leg flail, kind of involuntary towards him, like, you know, when a wild animal attacks you, you're going to kick back at it. And I saw the Austin police chief in the paper saying, oh, it looks like an edited tape. No, the officer did a good thing, all this stuff. Folks, of course you edit a tape that's an hour long. You edit it down to 2 minutes. The point is, in the video, they say, oh, the officer was trying to get the handcuff on her. He wasn't hitting her. He clearly is hitting her. So Arde Saveda, there you go. Oh, she assaulted him. They're charging her with assault.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I think I'm going to do a special report on how they're going to attack Ron Paul. And I'm going to get to that in a minute and break it down, some of the other news. But let's go to your calls here. Let's talk to Corey in Connecticut. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, a quick question here. It's sort of a sensitive topic here, especially in Connecticut. But a lot of people are actually starting to ask this, and particularly talking about Ron Paul. You know how you're saying, obviously, they're going to try and attack him and stuff, but one of the oddest things is, I know you like your source documents and court cases and all this other stuff, and I've been following the one for probably about the past year and a half dealing with his eligibility issue, and particularly with his fraudulent Social Security number. And
you're talking about Obama?
Oh, yeah. And the rabbit hole seems to be getting deeper here in the state.
Look, there's no doubt Obama is some kind of weird cutout. He definitely was a CIA baby, the whole family. I mean, he is a Manchurian candidate. I mean, he is a manufactured candidate. And Kenya says the records have been excised. I mean, it looks like he was probably born in Kenya. And then, of course, they did the fake thing in the newspaper so they can trick people and say he was born in the U.S. That's valuable to be an American versus Kenyan, you know, with the national rights and all that. Of course, but I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying that's interesting, Alex. I apologize for cutting you off. It's just the fact that I watched the Senate ballot hearing the other day, especially with Orly Pace presiding, now more plaintiffs against him. that she brought up the exact case in dealing with the governor of the state of Connecticut here and why he was put in place, because he obviously has the power to seal the Connecticut records, in which his social was put out, I believe it's Stratford, in which the governor that is currently holding office, Malloy, was the financial board of advisors down there, in which issued it back in 1980. Now, I'm just sitting here tying my own research together and understanding, hey, back in the 80s, we also had the Brinks robberies. Brinks robberies, two people that were tied to that are now in his administration. If Ron Paul wants to really do something, I mean, the federal records right here, I'm actually reading another affidavit that was just put out 2 days ago. There's going to be a testimony hearing and trial in Hawaii. It looks like January 18th. I mean, why if Ron Paul really wants to get this in action, why isn't, I guess my question is, people are asking me, why isn't he exposing?
I hear you, Corey. Listen, Ron Paul is on the economy, on imminent war, on the overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The system can block the release of all this stuff, and the system can confuse the issue. It's a soap opera that we've looked at some, but that basically goes nowhere. I mean, I could have made a film about the birth certificate and sold 100,000 copies. Didn't do it. I mean, there's lots of hot-button issues I could get into, but I'm not here just to make money. I'm here to get the word out. Money is just a tool to fund our operation. And, I mean, to say, Ron Paul do this, Ron Paul do that. His message has to be somewhat simple for this dumbed-down public. And he's been doing that, basic liberty, basic freedom, and we know he'll do the things he says he'll do. He says the CIA deals drugs because they've been caught in that congressional hearings and admitted. Ron Paul has exposed everything. The problem is I take your call, and then to answer your question would take 30 minutes to really go over all the different points. But Ron Paul is facing an uphill battle. But by fighting, we get stronger politically. And he could end up winning. The system is that weak, that discredited. When they unload on him with every made up and twisted and spun and exaggerated thing, if we don't act guilty and if he doesn't act guilty and apologetic, he is going to absolutely explode like Rand Paul. And Rand Paul came out, was angry, said this is pure bull. And you know what? It was the truth. And so he stood the test of time. And Paul, Ron Paul, I'm going to give him advice here. He needs to do exactly what Rand did. And not apologize for anything. And point out that it's all a bunch of baloney. And say, oh, I'm the front runner now. Now you're trying to shoot me down. Now here's the deal. That's one hurdle. The second hurdle is Iowa. After Iowa is New Hampshire and other areas. He wins in Iowa. It's a week and a half from now, and they're going to, 2 or 3 days before, I'll just get to it in a minute, because the problem is that I don't want to just give out some convoluted thing. The issue is they're going to launch a bunch of attacks 3 or 4 days before Iowa on Ron Paul. And it's going to be, he loves Iran and wants us to be nuked. He goes on the Alex Jones radio show. Ron Paul wrote racist newsletters. And on all of the issues, especially the Alex Jones issue, and that's why Ron Paul comes on here, Ron Paul has to not apologize for it. And he hasn't. And that's good. He can go on any radio show he wants. He goes on shows all the time he doesn't 100% agree with. See, those of you that say, oh my gosh, Ron Paul won't win because of who he associates with, he will win because of who he associates with if we stop taking on this self-fulfilling prophecy, this mind game. I mean, he might as well just be Newt Gingrich then and say whatever you want to hear. And the truth is, Ron Paul knows about false flag terror. That's coming out in the newsletters. He's a smart guy. But you can't 100% prove 9/11 one way or the other. The official story is a fraud. And we know from history and the evidence what happened. But you can't 100% nail down exactly X, Y, and Z happened. And so you don't go there if you're Ron Paul. Same thing with the birth certificate. Yeah, it's on record, and the media never wants to touch this. Local media has covered it, mainstream media, that Obama had a fake Social Security number. somebody else's? Yeah, Obama is weird. Super creepy. Yeah, the government of Kenya says they went in and destroyed the records. Turns out the Bush administration did a formal request during the campaign 4 years ago. They know. Obama is blackmailed. He's in there because they could destroy him anytime they want to. And Ron Paul is going up against that whole thing, and he's surging in Iowa. Romney's second. The twit is third. And the next thing they've got to go up against is in New Hampshire and other areas, there's going to be fraud. See, Iowa's a caucus with hands raised, and everybody knows what their little group was tallied at, and then it's all added together. So fraud is almost impossible. But, you know, I hear this criticism of Vladimir Putin saying that, you know, if there was a fair election there, he wouldn't win. And that might be true. The Russian government's as corrupt as the day is long. But you don't think there's election fraud here? So then I get the comment, well, then why even vote, Alex? Because by going out and running, Ron Paul gets to educate people. Ron Paul gets to point out what frauds the other candidates are. And then when there is election fraud, it gets illustrated. And people get caught. And people go to jail. And people die and commit suicide before they can release all the Diebold information. There's been murders. There's been testimony in the Florida legislature of confirmed programmers hired to engage in fraud. I've caught Travis County stealing the election. Went down to the certification, and the state, in the Austin American Statesman, the state said, well, the election commission did find that there was all these problems and that this happened, but we're still certifying it in the case of Karen Sunlightner for county commissioner. 2 a.m., she's losing. Her best friend, the county clerk, she runs to her crying, collapses on her in the bathroom. This is in the paper. Witnesses saw this. And she comes out and says, she won. I went to bed that night at midnight going, oh, Karen Sunlightner's been defeated. Man, do I hate her, you know, back in the day. Big globalist, land grabber, all this other stuff. And woke up at 7 a.m. the next morning, and it was Karen Sunlightner won. And I went and investigated. I had a bunch of people down at the election where it was going on. They said, no, the ballot showed she lost big time. We were talking to everybody as we stacked them up and stuck them in the machine. I saw the same thing. I saw Pat Buchanan. I walked around talking to everybody at the main counting area. Is Pat Buchanan about two-thirds of these? They're like, yeah, he's about two-thirds. I went over to other precinct where they're stacking them, getting them in the machine. Are you seeing Pat Buchanan? I wanted to see it. Pat Buchanan got 2% of the vote that year in the Republican primary in Austin. But she had two-thirds of the votes. I saw the fraud. I was going through every stack going, well, this just must be a conservative precinct. Hey, what's going on? In fact, it was mainly Pat Buchanan people in there. A bunch of us went down there and did it. We're like, what are you getting? Yeah, it's Pat Buchanan. Look, Pat Buchanan, Pat Buchanan. Something's going on here. Yeah, there's something going on. Because then you stick the Scantrons in the machine, and then it would count them up, put them on a computer tape, and Danny DeDubois would walk in the county clerk and go, ah, with the computer tape, and go, I oversee the voting. What was it Stalin said? Cast all the votes you want, I count them. So you're like, well, then why are we even running? We've got to show people this. We've got to fight. And from talking to top voting fraud experts like Bev Harris and others, a black box voting there on HBO, when somebody's a landslide, they can't cover it up because it becomes too obvious and it's too dangerous. So they're going to try to stop him from getting the nomination. All right, let's go back to your calls. I've basically given you how they're going to come after Ron Paul there, but I want to do a whole special 10-minute report on it tonight. I know Watson's got an article that we're working on together coming out in the morning. Knowing him, it might even come out today. I mean, I didn't even get into this hit piece story. And I just can't do justice to it. I got some other news I want to hit, but right now let's go back to your calls. I can pontificate, can't I? Jason in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you know what? Of course Newt Gingrich is a fraud, man. You know what's funny is I've been in sales for about 4 years now, and you look at the way he answers his questions and the way he responds. You know what he does? He doesn't shy away from them. he goes right, he hits him head on, and he just acts like it's not a big deal. I mean, you can tell the guy's a complete fake. Ron Paul should ask him, what advice did you give Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for the $1.8 million that you got? That's one thing that Ron Paul didn't do when he was nailing him to the wall. But a real quick story I want to tell you. I live out here in California, and when I found out from you when I was listening to your show, because I downloaded your show on my iPod, that the NDAA bill was passed, and I stopped a random gentleman on the street, and I talked to him and told him, and he knew about it. And then I went over to 7-Eleven. I was so livid. I went to a 7-Eleven, and there was like 15 people in the 7-Eleven. I'm like, okay, what would Alex Jones do in this situation? And I'm like, excuse me, everybody. And I stopped everyone in the store. I said, do you know the government just passed? And I reiterate everything to them. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, what are these? You know, what are they going to say? Is the store full of morons or what? And like three people looked at me. They're like, hey, my dad was talking about that. And we ensue in this big discussion about what's going on.
And that's how revolutions began. Same thing in Romania and other areas. You just realize none of us like this. None of us want to go along with this. And that's why the state wants to control industry and resources so they can hold back the resources and have the system so dependent on them and on Social Security and everything that they already stole that people go along with the system just because they don't know what to do without it. That's why the system always makes you dependent. Congress has a 9% approval rating, Jason. If the public's awake, they just don't know how bad it is. If they knew, I was on a big syndicated show this morning, a couple of them, and I was on ManCow, not just on European radio. And he was like, yeah, what is this about fluoride, the water, and the cancer and everything? And I was like, well, you know they had hundreds of chemicals, including radioactive isotopes. And ManCow knows I don't make stuff up. And so even off air during breaks, he's like, really, send me that. I can't believe this. You know, my dad died of cancer early and all this stuff. He's talked about that on air. But, I mean, you tell people, hey, you know, they put uranium in the water. And people are like, whoa. Yeah, and you should take it personal. I mean, these are killers. These are sick little cowardly control freaks doing this. And people are like, oh, that couldn't be true. Or it sounds so big, so unbelievable. But remember, I've been hammering this for 2 or 3 years now, and you just saw earlier this year in Texas news, and then it was in Oklahoma, and then in Illinois. I told you, it's everywhere. Hey, state employees just blew the whistle. They were ordered by the feds to cover it up. And headline, Rick Perry helped cover up radiation in Texas water. And then now they have all these local newscasts with the newscasters, I've played them here, going, why is there like 20 times the radiation we should have off these city pipes? And then they have the city expert going, it must be coming from the aquifer. Then they have other, then they have group study. You go, well, no, it's not in the aquifer. Well, what is it? It's the fluoride, folks. It's not just fluoride. It's radium, uranium, strontium. They mine it out. Again, the magnitude. And of course, people don't know what to do. I mean, you're like, the government puts stuff that sterilizes us and gives us cancer. I mean, see, and neurological disorders. I mean, I walked up to a Red Box this weekend. I appreciate your call. God bless you. We'll go to Jim, who disagrees. I hadn't noticed that, or I'd gone to him earlier. And I walk up there, and there's one guy that's got some disorder. Looks like he's about 45, some kind of neurological disorder, shaking. And then he's done, and I'm putting my old movies back because I'm going to run on the treadmill, and I'm getting a couple more. You know, the more pop, mindless action, the better. That's all I can run to. And this woman walks over really nice. But I can tell she's kind of walking a little funny. And I go, oh, I don't want to make you wait. I'm dumb on this. But she's like, oh, it's all right. I like to stay real calm and relaxed, you know, my muscular dystrophy. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm going to tell her, don't drink aspartame. Look out for this. Look out for that. You know, they did it to you. You know, it's exploding. I go, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I go in and I'm going to get the dog a dog toy. Dogs. And get them some more milk bones. So I go in there and I'm going over to get some more shaving cream and I'm going through the CVS and I'm going over and I start looking at the people and I see another guy looks like he's about 55 and he's shaking, his hands are shaking. And then I go up and I don't know if the guy was on drugs or what, but the guy behind the counter was probably only 25 years old and his hands were shaking. And I was just like, get me out of here, man. They're just slowly turning the heat up on everybody. And, I mean, it's just all over the place, folks. I mean, I go in shopping malls and I look at half the people have got some kind of neurological disorder. It's just spreading everywhere. They're putting it in the water. They're putting it in the food. And listen, don't believe me. They're putting radioactive isotopes in the water. You can go pull it up. They're like, oh, well, show it to me right now. I just told you how to look it up, okay? Cops, don't you get it? You're pulling me over asking about my window tint, and I'm like, dude, they put uranium in the water. I told him that, too, and he looked at me like I was crazy. And then at the end, he goes, well, I'm a listener and like the show, and have a good day. I'm just giving you a warning for no license plate on the front. And I'm like, you just went through all that? They're putting uranium in the water on purpose. You want to give me a ticket for my windows? Get your priorities straight, man. We're turning in to North Korea. The Chinese and Japanese government are publicly talking about putting lithium in the water. Man, I can't handle it anymore. Jim, Angie, Christian, everybody. We'll get to everybody. I'll go into overdrive if I have to. And I haven't even gotten to the other news. I got to a lot of it today, but I'll cover it all in the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. And by the way, we've reintroduced, as was so popular, the 15-day free trial for a monthly or a yearly at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we got the year-end special at PrisonPlanet.tv. Fuel our jet fuel tanks.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
News right now. Fox News reports EPA ponders expanding regulatory power in name of sustainable development. Now it's not going to be global warming. It's just we say what's sustainable. We control everything. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency wants to change how it analyzes problems and makes decisions. It makes the decisions. in a way that will give it vastly expanded power to regulate businesses, communities, and ecosystems in the name of sustainable development, the centerpiece of the Global United Nations Conference slated for Rio de Janeiro next June. That's what Lord Monckton said. They're going for that. But the EPA is saying they may just do it before that even happens. Just the president launches wars without Congress. Newt Gingrich says as president, he just started arresting people he didn't agree with. That's in the news today. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency wants to change how it analyzes problems, makes decisions. The major focus of the EPA thinking is a weighty study with agency commissioned last year from the National Academies of Science, published in August. The study, entitled Sustainability in the U.S. EPA, cost nearly $700,000. Oh, I guess a panel of experts say the global warming's real, so we've got to give all our money to them. And now the panel of experts says that the involvement of a team of dozen outside experts and about half as many national academic staff. Its aim, how to integrate sustainability as one of the key drivers within the regulatory responsibility of the EPA, the panel who wrote the study declares part of its job to be providing guidance to EPA on how it might implement its existing statutory authority to contribute more fully to a more sustainable development trajectory for the United States. In other words, how to use existing laws to new ends. And I'm going to cover more of this tonight. But very, very creepy. Now, I said I'd cover this today, and I did cover a lot of it, but Jaron thought to look at the new hit pieces, and this is just what came out today. Since I was telling you at the start of the show that they're about to launch the attack now that he's the front runner, I mean, that's a no-brainer, and how they're going to do it. Here it is, Ron Paul, conspiracy nut, Chicago Now. Here's News One, Ron Paul supporter, assassinate N-word Obama and monkey children. I told you they're going to play the right. They're going to have their operatives are mentally ill people. It's hard to believe they have operatives, but they've been caught. So there's that. I knew that was going to come. Here's another one. The Ron Paul double standard. Another attack. Here's another one. Why doesn't the Tea Party love Ron Paul? And then I have this other one out of the Weekly Standard. It says, the company Ron Paul keeps, meet Alex Jones. And they say, Alex Jones and Ron Paul believe they're going to use the military on the streets of America. It's completely insane. And Alex says, elite secretly meet. Yeah, it's really crazy. Of course, they don't mention that the film they talk about, I show all the footage of it, and the Bilderberg Group's agenda. And Jones says they want to live forever. It's really crazy. I just show all their quotes about how they believe they're going to find life extension technologies and how the general public can't be given it. I mean, I'm giving you a criminal breakdown. An analysis of these criminals' minds. A report so we know the enemy. Off their quotes, and they know that, but they make it sound crazy. So it's on. We got to dig up the articles where the Rand Paul attackers were people dressing up and acting like they were supporters, and you're going to see all of it. Oh, well, what do you say about your supporter who says black people are this or that? I mean, how do you respond to that? It's like saying, why do you beat your wife, or why'd you kill your wife? Ron Paul, tell us, do you worship the Aqua Buddha? Because you kidnap women. You're not a medical doctor either. Just totally made up. So remember, the crooks that run this country are going to come after Ron Paul. I'm going to do some overdrive and at least get to Angie and Jim. Jim's first, he disagrees, and then others. Stay with us, and I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.